At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hello and welcome to episode 745 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Tuesday. We have a lot to get to today. I got a big seven pack for you. I got three bets in the NHL to discuss, one in the NBA, a buy low non-conference over, and then it's going to be a big college basketball night. Three bets overall, including some very interesting unranked home versus ranked opponent, some really sharp short favorites here. So I'm excited to get back in the arena with you guys today. But looking back toward yesterday, guys, number one, we did have a profitable night, a very, very slightly profitable night. 3-2 plus 0.06 units. So literally, you know, you're betting $100 a game, you made $6. Either way, I will take it. Anything in the green is a good thing. We did get the Devils, and it was a great example of never giving up on a bet. Devils were down, scored with like a couple seconds left there. Jack Hughes, who is one of my favorite young players here in the NHL. Guy's incredible. He scored, and the Devils won it in a shootout. We got the Grizzlies Suns over. That thing flew way over. We got UC Davis. The ones that hurt, number one was UAB. UAB probably should have won that game, and they actually had a shot at the buzzer that the ball was still in the kid's hands. They didn't count it, but he would have won the game for us. So couldn't get UAB, tough one. But of course, I buried the lead. Tom Brady and the Bucks. Brutal, man. Brady, I don't know how many times he threw it into the ground. I don't know if that was a throw it away or he's just inaccurate or what was going on. But that thing was pretty ugly from start to finish. So couldn't get Tampa Bay. Again, bought it up to three. Didn't matter in the end. Betris, not bet to win. You lose a unit like any other bet. But a couple things, I guess, in terms of looking back on it that got me a little nervous is I kept saying it out loud. It was the juice toward Dallas. Maybe I overlooked it a little bit. I definitely had admitted it and saw it. But the juice toward Dallas, they were -2.5, pretty much -110 all week. And then last 24 hours, they got really juiced up. -2.5, -120, looking like they were going to three. And then looking to our VSiN.com bet splits, it was 50-50. Tampa was not a trendy dog, but Dallas was 50% bets, 61% money. So looking back on it, maybe those are some factors there that could have pointed us in the direction of Dallas, but did have a lot of angles there with Tampa Bay, got the key number. Not going to get too upset about it, but that was just a terrible sweat to watch that thing last night. So Bucks are done. Where does Brady go next? Does he go to the Raiders? That's what I'm interested in. So we'll see what happens next with TB12. But either way, we'll take it. 3-2. We're grinding here, guys. And again, started 3-0. As long as we got Bucks or UAB, that's a 4-1 huge night. Of course, you get UAB blowing it there late and no contest from the Bucks. But still, we eked out a small profit. 3-2 plus 0.06 units. So looking toward today, as I mentioned, got a big seven-pack for you. A lot of hockey, one NBA, three college basketball. We'll also talk about some early look-ahead lines, or not look-ahead anymore, but early numbers for the divisional round, because there are a bunch of dogs that look very appealing to me, but two of them are kind of trendy, and two of them are contrarian with some sharp reverse line movement. So I'm going to try to sift through the signal, or sift through the noise, find the signal. And again, have you been looking at these numbers, or the lines, or the percentages? Because again, all the dogs look good to me. But there are two I'd be careful about, and there are two that I think are really sharp here that I'm really thinking about maybe betting sooner rather than later. So I have an early divisional round sharp report here for the NFL playoffs. But before we dive in to all of our sweats for today, guys, real quick, housekeeping as always. If you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. All you have to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter. You put in your email, submit it. Hit click, boom. Then every morning you're going to wake up to great sports betting coverage, information, getting you ready for that day's sweats in particular, letting you know what's going on at VSiN and in the sports betting market. So today's newsletter, we let off with Hurry Up and Wait, which is a great way to think about a wild card weekend or now divisional round weekend. But we have Adam Burke's early thoughts on the divisional round games. You have my early sharp report on the divisional round games. You'll also get links to all of our articles for today, college basketball, looking at obviously a bunch of football information here. You get promos for legal sports books. Take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. So it's a win-win. So sign up. If you haven't done it yet, VSiN.com/newsletter. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, you're using all the free resources at VSiN, you're saying, hey, I'm doing pretty good. Let's take it to the next level. Let's try to become an even sharper, better. Well, we have a great promo right now. Only $9.99, 10 bucks. Again, I keep saying it, but you go out to the bar, you order a beer and you tip the bartender. It's 10 bucks, maybe even more, depending on what kind of beer you like. If you get PBR, maybe you can get a few of those. But whole point being, 10 bucks, you can try out VSiN for a full month, get you covered for the entire NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl. Even just for that, it's worth it. But you will get all those DraftKings percentages to use to your advantage. They're real and they're spectacular. You get all the live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the best bets sent to your inbox throughout the day, as well as all the articles behind the paywall. So it's a great chance or opportunity right now to give out to give VSiN a shot for again only 10 bucks for all the Super Bowl. Even if you just like betting the big game and all the props, get ready for Prop-a-Palooza. You know, 10 bucks will get you covered with all that information. So give it a shot. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. And then lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter is a great resource for sports bettors because we operate in a real-time market. It's constantly moving, changing, and evolving. You know, we need to be the first to know about things that could affect our bet. Breaking news, breaking injuries, following local beat reporters, creating a gambling community, being able to direct message people. All important pieces of having a Twitter account and using it to your advantage. Hopefully jumping on numbers before the odds makers adjust. But get on Twitter if you haven't yet. Make sure you follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. So you can also DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsiN.com. Well, that being said, after eking out a very, very, very small, little tiny little profit last night, but I'll take it. Should have been more. UAB, that one hurt me. Bucks, it was like that one was doomed from the start, but UAB was the one that really annoyed me because they forced overtime and should have won, and it was a brutal ending there. But anyway, on to the next. Looking toward today, guys, let's start off with a little bit of NHL. We had a 1-0 day yesterday, getting the Devils for us yesterday. So let's look at three sweats for today in the NHL. First one for me, I'm going to take a shot on the Toronto Maple Leafs. Give me the Leafs in this one, guys. Leafs are at home against Florida. This is a 7 p.m. game. Seen a little bit of line movement toward Toronto. I got Toronto at minus 175. They open around minus 165. Now you're up to minus 175. Some looks even a little higher, closer to minus 180. But a few things to like about this one here for Toronto. Number one, if you look at home favorites with a line move in their favor, they've been great this year, about 62% in general. You also look at Toronto as a sweet spot favorite. So if you're a favorite between minus 175 and minus 225, 117 and 48, 71%. That's a 7% return on investment. Also, you look at Toronto, 21 and 15 as a favorite. They're 15-3-4 at home. Florida is just 3-6 as a dog, 10-14-1 on the road. Both teams, pretty much same offense, 3.3 goals a game, but much better defense here for Toronto. They are only giving up 2.7 goals a game versus 3.4 for Florida. The one I really like about here, you know, with this angle in favor of Toronto, is a rest versus tired situation. Toronto has been off since Saturday when they last played my Boston Bruins. It was an epic game. The Bees won that game. So Toronto's lost two straight, haven't played since Saturday. You expect them to kind of be motivated here to get back in the green or back into their winning ways. Meanwhile, Florida, they played last night. They won. They've won two straight, but they played last night in Buffalo. Two nights before that, they played Vancouver. So they played the 14th, the 16th, and now the 17th. They are playing their third game in 4 days here. So that's kind of a tough spot for Florida. They started Bobrovsky last night, so it's probably going to be Spencer Knight tonight, who is their backup goalie, against the Leafs, who have lost two straight and are at home and are looking to bounce back in a rested spot versus a tired dog. So I'm going to take that rested Toronto team here, see if we can get it done at home. System matches, good at home, good as a favorite. Florida, bad on the road, bad as a favorite. Better defense, rested, fade a team on a back-to-back. Give me Toronto. I got the Leafs at minus 175. Next bet for me, this was one of Josh's sweats from earlier today. I'm going to take a shot on the Philadelphia Flyers. Flyers are at home against the Anaheim Ducks. Flyers were minus 175 when I talked about them on the pod this morning. Now they're all the way up to minus 200. So hopefully you got that morning bets number here. I got to take the number now, which is now minus 190 again, minus 200. But a lot of reasons to like Philadelphia. Number one, tons of system matches here. Home fave with a line move in their favor against a non-conference opponent, 69 and 35, 66%. Non-division steam, 10 cents or more in a non-division matchup. Take the team getting the money, 222 and 137, 62%. Both missed the playoffs last year. Take the favorite, 43 and 25, 63%. Sweet spot big favorites between minus 175 and minus 225. Same one that matched with Toronto. That's 117 and 48, 71%. But the other angle here, it's not a rest versus tired, or it actually is a rest versus tired, but it's a both teams on the second leg of a back-to-back. Both teams played last night. But if you look at the Ducks here, or if you look at both teams on the second leg of a back-to-back, just take the favorite. It's a very simple system here. It's 16 and 10 this year, 62%. But if you look at the last 3 years, it's 67%, with almost an 8% return on investment. So Philly has that angle or in their favor. And again, this big line move tells us, hey, we got a real good number if you bet it earlier on the morning bets pod. But Philly's offense is better, 2.8 goals a game versus 2.3. Their defense is better, 3.3 goals allowed versus 4.2. And it's as much a fade of Anaheim as it is, you know, being in love with Philly tonight. Anaheim is just 11 and 31 as a dog, and they're 4-14 and 4 on the road. So they've really been a fade on the road, and as a dog, that's where they're at tonight. And also on the penalty kill, better PK here for Philly, 76% versus just 72%. So a lot of system matches, back-to-back, take the favorite in that spot. Philly here is in a good spot, in my opinion, so I'm going to back them. I got a minus 175 earlier. Now I'm going to bet them minus 200. I'm not going to bet it twice. I'm just saying if you haven't bet it yet, that's the number that you're playing right now, minus 200. Last bet for me, a couple 7 o'clock games you just hit on. How about a late night sweat? Let's go drill for some oil. Let's go Oilers. I'm on the oil tonight. The oil are at home against Seattle. Please do not release the Kraken. Keep the Kraken out at sea. Let's go Edmonton. Saw a big line move here on the Oilers. They opened around minus 150. They're now up to around minus 175, minus 180. So big line move in favor of Edmonton. They would match sweet spot big favorite. Again, same system as Philly and Toronto, 71% this year. What else do we have? We have favorite versus a back-to-back. So here's the good rested angle. Edmonton has not played since the 14th. Seattle is on the second leg of a back-to-back. In Seattle, I think they lost last night, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they lost 4-1 to Tampa Bay. Now you got to travel, go to Edmonton. But it's not just a fade team on the second leg of a back-to-back, which, again, this year has been pretty good, 74 and 42, 64%. But also, it's a tired spot for Seattle. Seattle is playing their fourth game in 6 days. Whereas, again, Edmonton hasn't played since the 14th. So that's a pretty good rest versus tired spot that would be checking the box off in favor of the oil. They are a great power play. Again, I cannot wait to sweat them tonight with McDavid and Draisaitl. But 31% on the power play, only 20% for Seattle. Better PK. 74% versus 69%, and they are getting Evander Kane back tonight. He's a pretty good power forward here who can score some goals for you. He was out for quite a while. He's going to come back tonight, so you can add a top three or top six forward to your lineup here. But we got a lot of system matches. We got a big line move in favor of Edmonton. Seattle's tired, and they are playing a rested Edmonton team. I'm going to back the oil here at night, late night sweat here. We're going up north. We're going to America's hat. Let's go to Canada, let's go to Edmonton, and let's drill for some oil. I drink from your milkshake. This is a There Will Be Blood, Daniel Plainview system match tonight. Let's go Oilers. I'm on the oil at minus 175. So Toronto minus 175, Philly minus 200, Edmonton minus 175. And as always, I got to say it, it's always bet to risk, not bet to win. You're not risking minus 1.75 units on Edmonton to win one. You're just risking your one unit. Trying to get a little more than a half unit back. Always keep that in mind. But that about does it for the first half of the pod here. We just ran through three of our bets. We have 7 overall, so that means we have 4 to go. I have 1 buy low, non-conference over play in the NBA for you that we'll hit on. And then I got 3 in college basketball. It's kind of a sneaky, huge college basketball night. A bunch of really good games and some really good system matches and fishy lines we can take advantage of. So we'll hit on 3 college games, 1 NBA when we get back, and then we'll finish up the pod with an update here for NFL divisional round weekend. I'm going to tell you who the trendy dogs are. I'm going to tell you who the sharp dogs are. So something to keep in mind as we get closer and closer to another fantastic NFL betting weekend. So don't go anywhere. Going to finish up strong talking NBA, college basketball, and the NFL divisional round playoffs when we return at episode 745 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena approaching betting from a sharp, data-driven contrarian angle, your buddy Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We will be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
If you're looking for a betting edge on football's big game, the VSiN experts have got you covered. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber with an introductory offer of just $9.99 for a full month of service. VSiN Pro subscribers get access to our daily recap of the top best bets made by VSiN show guest hosts and guests, tools like our betting splits to let you see where the money and bets are moving on every game, deep dive betting reports, VSiN betting guides, as well as expert breakdowns for brackets, best bets, and all the big game props. So don't miss out on this great limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe today to sign up for our $9.99 special to become a part of the VSiN Sports Betting Network. That's VSIN/subscribe. All right, everyone, we are back at it. Episode 745 of the VSiN Market Insights Pod. We eked out a very, very tiny profit, 3-2 plus 0.06 units. Bucks got rolled, obviously. UAB heartbreaker, tough one there. But the Devils, the Grizzlies over, and UC Davis came through. So we're going to see if we can grind out another profit today. Talk three NHL bets, Toronto, Philly, and Edmonton. Now let's go over to some basketball sweats for tonight. First off for me, let's take a look at the 76ers and the Clippers. This is a double system match for me. This is like a double roulette wheel when you get both zeros here. But I'm going to take the over in this one. Give me the Sixers, Clippers over 223. So two things that I like about this one, as I mentioned, two system matches. One is just a pure buy low overplay. We saw this game open 76ers and Clippers. I saw an opener of like 227, 226 and a half. You're now all the way down to 223. So got to admit, anytime you make this system play, you got to admit to yourself, hey, respected money did hit this under, caused it to fall. But the respected money was, you know, under 227, under 226, even under 225. Now you're down to 223. So to me, it's creating an opportunity to buy low and take that over. But it's not just a buy low over. You also have pretty good system match here for our non-conference overs. We had our non-conference over cash yesterday in the Pelicans game. But looking at this one, non-conference overs, very simple system. If I'm betting overs, guys, it's got to be a non-conference game. Lack of familiarity benefits the offense over the defense. Don't know how to match up defensively. But non-conference overs, they're 144 and 112 this year, 56%. You're up 19 units, 8% ROI, so they've been really good all year long. If you look at a non-conference over sweet spot, if you're a non-conference over between 220 and 230, and the road team made the playoffs last year, so you're a good team that probably has a good offense, You're 50-22 to the over, 69%. That's a 30% ROI. You'd be up 24 units. That's a really good system match on the 76ers Clippers over. You also take a look at some system matches here, or kind of some angles here to like if you want the over. Number one, it's a short spread. It does look like the Clippers are kind of sharp. They open plus one. Now you're minus 1.5. So line is moving toward the Clippers. But I'm not going to play that. I'm just going to stick with my non-conference over system match. But point being, you know, it opened short fave Sixers. Now it's short fave Clippers. You know, it's basically a kind of a coin flip spread. So anytime you have a very low spread, that's a good thing for an over. It tells me it's going to be hopefully a competitive game, back and forth. Hopefully a lot of scoring. Maybe even get to overtime here. So that's a good angle. If I'm on an under, I want a big spread. You know, basically minus 10 or minus 15 or more. Get up big, take your foot off the gas. So that would be an angle to play the over. Also, Philly in particular, they've been a good over team. They are 25-18 to the over, including 12-7 to the over on the road. And Philly is 7-1 to the over their last eight. And they have one of the best offenses, or actually top 10, number 7 in terms of offensive efficiency. So, again, little dog to fade to Clippers, but I'm liking this over here. If I can pick out one sharp non-conference over each day, you know I got to play it. You also look at another angle here, referees. You have all three over refs. Ben Taylor, Kevin Cutler, JT Orr, all between 52 and 55% to the over. So hopefully we get a lot of whistles, a lot of fouls. Let's make our free throws. I'm on that 76ers, Clippers, over 223. Now over to college basketball. I told you it's a big college hoops night. I got three big games that I am excited to sweat. First one on the board, give me Iowa State. Let's go Cyclones, baby. Cyclones are at home against Texas. This is a pretty good system match for me for a couple reasons. Number one is just the line movement. So if you look at Iowa State, they open minus 1.5 at home. Now you're up to minus 2.5 at home. They even tipped up, I think, to minus 3. There's a little bit of buyback there on Texas here. But either way, all line movement has been toward Iowa State. Now, KenPom has Iowa State winning by 2 points. So I'm going money line here. Again, I'm not laying a 2.5, having them win by 1 or 2, and I lose my bet. No. I'm playing a money line, just hashtag win the damn game, at minus 140. So not a terrible price. You also get the bet split here. 60% of bets on Iowa State, so they're not a contrarian play, but slightly public. It's not that overwhelming, but they're getting 80% of the money. So 60% bets, 80% money. That's a really good low bets, higher dollar bet split. That's a plus 20% smart money discrepancy. You also get Iowa State defensively. They're only giving up 58 points a game versus 66 for Texas. It's also a bit fishy in terms of, you know, why is a number 12 team, Iowa State, favored over a number 7 team in Texas? Like, I know home court, you got to factor that in, but that's kind of fishy in terms of, you know, shouldn't that higher ranked team be favored or closer to a pick 'em? It's also kind of a buy low spot on Iowa. They are coming off a loss to Kansas. They lost 62-60, but they only lost by 2, and they covered as a 7.5 point home dog there. Or sorry, a 7.5 point dog. I'm not sure if they were home or road. I would assume probably they were on the road. But also Texas, they've won 3 straight. They did just beat Texas Tech, but didn't cover as a minus 8 favorite. So it's a pretty good angle for me to back Iowa State. I think it's a good spot. Awful loss at home, a little bit of line movement, better defense, KenPom edge, and it's a little bit fishy. Why is number 12 favored over number 7? So my first bet in college hoops, 8 o'clock game. Let's go Iowa State on the money line, win the damn game, minus 140. Next bet for me. This one goes out to my buddy, Ben Wilson, who I just talked to on Lombardi line. With my buddy Pritch, but give me the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go Wisconsin, baby. They're at home against Penn State. This was actually a Josh's sweat from this morning on the Morning Bets pod, but I'm digging Wisconsin for a couple reasons. Number one, again, line movement. Wisconsin opened around a minus 1.5, minus 2 home favorite against Penn State. We've now seen Wisconsin get up now to minus 3.5. Looks like they're inching up even to minus 4. So I got Wisconsin on the money line. Again, money line play for me. I got them at minus 165. Actually, this morning they were minus 150. Now, KenPom only has them winning by 1 point. So, again, to me, it's not a huge KenPom edge. But I'm not sure if KenPom, in his projection, is factoring in a really big player who's injured who looks like he's going to play tonight. Tyler Wall, the big man here for Wisconsin, their best player. He's missed a few games, but he did return to practice. And based on this line move, it looks like he's going to play. So if he's in, that's a really good benefit there to Wisconsin. You're also buying low on Wisconsin, who have lost 3 straight games. So you lose 3 straight. You're probably going to come out here firing, getting ready to go, and trying to get back in the win column. You look at the percentages here. It's 70% of bets. I don't love that on Wisconsin, but 90% of the money. So looks both pro and Joe in that spot. Home road splits, very important as always. Wisconsin 6-2 at home. Penn State just 1-2 on the road. And again, defensively, that's where Wisconsin really makes their money. They're only giving up 62 points a game versus almost 68 for Penn State. So with Tyler Wahl in, with a pretty good line move here, I'm going to back the Badgers. At home, on the money line, minus 165. My last sweat of the night for college basketball, I got one more for you, Texas Tech. Let's go Red Raiders. Red Raiders are at home against Baylor. I really like this play on Texas Tech. Pretty sharp line move here in favor of the Red Raiders. So a couple reasons to like Texas Tech in this one. Number one, again, I always start with line movement. Where is the line going? It's going toward Texas Tech. They opened -1.5. They got bet up to -2. Some shops even got up to 2.5. You had a little buyback on Baylor 2.5, bring it back down to 2. But still, all movement here toward Texas Tech. And this is a really sharp reverse line move because Texas Tech is only getting 40% of bets, but 80% of the money. So that's a really good contrarian, low bets, higher dollar bet split here. This is also a bit of a fade the trendy dog. Baylor is the trendy dog getting the points, and you're getting 60% of bets in their favor. It's also fishy. You know, this is their ultimate system match. Remember we did it in college football? Well, it's the same thing in college basketball. Unranked home favorite versus a ranked opponent. Baylor is 12-5, and they're ranked 21 in the country. Versus Texas Tech, who's 10-7 and unranked. So why is the unranked team here, Texas Tech, favored over a ranked team? Makes no sense. Public says all day, the wrong team is favored. That's what you're going to see on gambling Twitter today. Hashtag gambling Twitter. But no, the right team's always favored. It's just your perception of the game as a biased bettor with your own opinions and knee-jerk reaction telling you, hey, wrong team is favored. No, the right team is favored with Texas Tech, but the public says all day with this trendy dog, Baylor. It's also a buy-low spot on Texas Tech. They've lost a few games in a row. I think they've lost 5 straight, actually. So again, public doesn't want to touch them because they're in the midst of this losing streak here. But I think you're going to get a good effort out of them tonight. And why are they favored against a ranked team? That's very, very fishy here. So Tech has the better defense, 65 points allowed versus 70. Better field goal shooting team, 48% versus 46%. And at home, they're 8-2 versus Baylor, who's just 1-2 on the road. So again, money line play for me. I'm not gonna lay the points here and lose. If I lay a 2 or 2.5, or even a 1.5, and they win by 1, it's a money line play. So give me, Texas Tech on the money line. Shop around. I got Texas Tech at -135. So that about does it for our college sweats for tonight. Iowa State money line, Wisconsin money line, and Texas Tech money line. Now over to an update here for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Because I just did my Lombardi line hit. I do it every Tuesday with my two buddies, Ben Wilson and my guy Pritch. Again, rest in peace, betting across America. I miss it all the time, but that's okay. All good things must come to an end. Anyway, I basically told them that there are two ways to break down, or there's basically a way to differentiate all the dogs this weekend. So there are 4 dogs, Jags, Giants, Bengals, and the Cowboys. But 2 dogs are super trendy. 2 dogs are contrarian with a reverse line move. So you guys know where I'm at. I don't want that trendy dog. Bet against the trendy dog, or at least, you know, take a step back instead of rushing to the book to go take the points. We like the gross dogs. We don't like the popular dogs. So here are your sharp dogs. Number one, the Jags, baby. It was always the Jags. Duval! I like the Jags. I'll take the 8.5 here, guys. If we can find a 9, even better. But Kansas City is getting across the board 60% of bets. But the Chiefs open -9.5, -9. Now they're down to -8.5. So lines going to Jacksonville despite a majority bets on Kansas City. So that would be a classic contrarian road dog with a reverse line move. A couple systems here. Playoff dogs who missed the playoffs previous year. They're 4-1 ATS this postseason. They're 33-16 ATS, 67% the last 5 postseasons. You also look at the Jags as a dog, 8-5 ATS this year. Kansas City, great record, number 1 seed. But as a favorite, they're just 5-10 ATS. At home, as a favorite, they're just 2-5 ATS. Laying 7 points or more, they're just 3-6 ATS. So typically, divisional round, you see the favorites win, but covering the number is more of a 50-50 kind of coin flip here. But I like this spot to the Jags. Contrarian, reverse line move. Jags would be a sharp, unpopular dog, in my opinion. So I'm looking at the Jags 8.5. The other sharp dog would be the Dallas Cowboys. I'm looking at the Cowboys plus the points here, guys. A lot of these books open San Fran -4, -4.5. You've seen the line get now down to -3.5 at a lot of shops. So that's notable because San Fran is the big public play. They're getting around 75% of bets across the market. Cowboys only getting 25% of bets. So this would match a dog with a line move in their favor. This would also match with the Jags. But dogs with a line move in their favor are 17-7 against the spread, 71% the last five postseasons. Playoff road dogs, 61% ATS last five postseasons. And Shanahan, 60% ATS as a dog, only 48% ATS as a favorite. So again, San Fran is going to be very popular, deservedly so. They look pretty good. But Cowboys getting the points. They got a sharp line move, guys. So Jags and Cowboys, those are the two dogs I like this weekend. The two dogs that, at first glance, I feel like grab the points. It looks pretty good. But again, don't bet based on your bias or gut instinct or what you think or hope or want to happen. Look at what the market's doing. I would be careful with the Giants, and I would be careful with the Cincinnati Bengals. Give you a couple reasons why. Giants, they're getting 7.5. They opened getting 7.5. They even opened getting 7. Some books moved further to Philly. Some stayed the same. That's notable because the Giants are getting 70% of bets. Everybody's betting the G-men. I mean, I can't blame them. They cashed a huge bet for us against the Vikings. But in the G-men, Daniel Jones has been great. ATS on the road, 17-5 ATS. It is a divisional matchup. You saw a couple divisional dogs there with the Ravens and the Miami Dolphins both cover. But it looks obvious. Take the 7.5, right? But 70% of bets are on the G-men, and yet the line has either stayed the same, line freeze, or moved further toward Philly. So that's a very trendy dog with the Giants. I'd be careful with that one. That is giving me PTSD to the TCU Horned Frogs there in the championship game. So just keep an eye on that one. I would say the over, it looks kind of appealing. It opened 47. It's up to 48. I see some books 48.5. You have seen 75% bets, but 90% money on the over. And Philly is 10-7 to the over on the year, 6-3 to the over at home, 8-4 to the over their last 12. And the G-men are 4-2 to the over their last six. So again, at first glance, I like the G-men, but I had to be a little bit careful here. Take a step back. I'm not going to bet them right now. It's going to take a lot. I mean, I got to see this thing get down to 7. I need at least some kind of line movement on the G-men. I need this line to, you know, level out here a little bit. But Philly, that's also an 8 o'clock game, 8:15. That's a primetime game in which the dog's getting 70%. That's scary. That's not a place I want to be. So just be careful with the G-men. Also, be careful with the Cincinnati Bengals. I like the Bengals here at the outset, the early number. I'm like, man, we're getting, you know, 3.5, 4.5. Guys, this line is up to Buffalo Bills minus 5. At quite a few shops. So that's notable because 72% of bets are taking Cincinnati. They're the public play. Yet the line is moving toward Buffalo. So that's kind of a sharp reverse line move toward the Bills. The one thing I would say, again, let's wait this thing out, see how this develops. Obviously the offensive line of Cincy is banged up going against a really good Buffalo defensive line. But I would look toward the under in this one. I'm actually thinking about betting this thing right now at under 48.5. If you can find a hook on the 48.5, because this is a weather under. This is, I think, going to be your only weather-based underplay. The total opened at 50. We're down to 48.5 or even 48 at some shops. If you look at the forecast here, 35 degrees, 15 to 20 mile-per-hour winds, and you might get some rain as well. So weather could play a part here. You have seen, in terms of betting percentages, the public's 80% on the over. The under's only getting 20% of bets, but 50% of the money. So that looks like a pretty sharp underplay. Bengals and Bills, you have Buffalo 10-7 to the under, 6-3 to the under at home, and you have Cincy 9-7-1 to the under, 5-3-1 to the under at home. So a couple matches there toward the under, but that's your one weather-based underplay. If you look at Cincinnati and Buffalo with a lot of wind, it's going to be cold, maybe get some rain there, so keep an eye on that one. So long story short, sharp dogs that I'm looking to play, the Jags and the Cowboys, two very trendy dogs that I'm worried about. I'm not really loving betting right now. The Giants and the Bengals. And then again, we had a sharp play over with the G-men, sharp play under with the Buffalo Bills. But that about does it for today's VSiN Market Insights podcast, episode 745. Reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights pod, if you enjoy the Morning Bets pod, first off, can you do me a favor? I don't know how you listen to the pods. Is it on Spotify? Is it on Google? Is it on Apple? Is it on iHeartRadio? I have no idea. But if you really want to make me happy, click that 5-star button and give it a good review. It would mean a lot to me, and hopefully we can get our numbers up there. I'm trying to crack the number one podcast in the world. Let's set our sights high. But if you want to rate it and review it, it would mean a lot. But also, if you enjoy the pods, you enjoy the write-ups for the sharp reports. They've helped you to become a sharper better, a better better. You've taken more of a contrarian angle. You're looking more at line movement, not just your gut instinct and bias. But you have a blueprint now, sharp contrarian, looking at percentages, line moves, betting systems. You're taking a different approach. You're flat betting. You're not parlaying everything. You're not doubling down. You're just grinding your one-unit plays every single day. That's the name of the game. But if any of that is the case and the pod has helped you to become a better, then make my day. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry. When I started back as a customer service rep all the way back in 2011, I got hired when the Bruins were in the Stanley Cup Finals. I'll never forget it. That was my big break in the industry. But again, it's got everything I've learned along the way. I started as a really public bettor, again, making all the mistakes that I know now to avoid, but how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to go contrarian, how to place a bet in person or online, how to shop for the best line, how to set up a bankroll management plan, chapters on all the major sports, all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you want to pick one up, it would really make me happy, and I think it would make you happy too, because it's going to give you some rules of the road, some tips, some systems, especially for new bettors. I think it's very helpful. But even if you're a wise guy or wise gal, I think it'll give you some insights that maybe you don't know about. And if you want to pick one up for a friend of yours or someone in a newly legalized state or someone who's into betting and, you know, always, you know, parlays everything, get a copy of my book. And hopefully we can turn them on to the sharp contrarian way of thinking. But that about does it, guys. Reminder, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, before you know it, we're one day closer. We're now just 2 weeks away to going legal here in Massachusetts. Mobile won't be legal till March Madness, but in person's going legal January 31st. Can't wait for that. So I will see you at the Encore or out in New York with my my in-laws there. Hope everyone's doing well with Bernie and the crew and Ed and Steven. And also out in the desert where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found at the South Point. We're sweating sharp contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa with your feet in the pool, sipping a pina colada, getting down on a contrarian reverse line move, or inside getting a victory burger hanging by the Mega Book, or at the Mandalay Bay or the Superbook, my two other favorite books when I visit Vegas. And hopefully I'll go there March Madness. Haven't heard yet, but hopefully that'll happen. But anyway, whether you come up to me, you're going to flash me a Devil's ticket, a Grizzlies Suns over, a UC Davis play there on the money line. Just do not show me Bucks or UAB. We're going to rip those things up. We'll get the next one here. But small profit yesterday, guys. Let's see if we can grind it out, keep it going here for our 7-pack on a big Tuesday. So, of course, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. Anything can happen on a one-off game. But over the long haul, smart money is going to win the majority of the time, around 55%. That's why they call it smart money. So if we can find that sweet spot, remember, the book's got to post every line. We just got to pick the games that fit our model. Search for those games that are simultaneously against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to be okay long term. So I wish you the best of luck, everyone. Have a fantastic Tuesday. We'll be back at it tomorrow for a big Wednesday. But let's see if we can get some winners and cash some tickets tonight. Because as the wise man, the godfather of Easton likes to say, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Have a fantastic Tuesday and good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.